Very nice, yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, Michael and I will be toeing the line, I guess, this week. We're talking about taxes, and it's tax time. It's time for all of you out there that haven't already done your taxes, which generally means you owe money.
Yes.
Seemingly, the folks that are getting a refund typically get their returns in quicker. We're going to give you some electronic tips, some tips you can use when it comes to computing and taxes and a lot of the various mechanisms that are out there. Most of you, if you've had a computer for a while, probably have already done taxes online, but there's some new things out there we want to make you aware of. And also, if you've been one of those that's been afraid to electronically file in the past and you're looking for that encouragement, I think we might be able to provide that as well. Lots of links on our website, datadoctors.com/radio. And, of course, you can, while you're there, you can email us here on the air. As soon as we get a chance here, we'll pop the email up there so we can answer your listener email. But, of course, you can always call us at 602-277-5827. Boy, it's been a while since I've had to, like, push the buttons and talk.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like...
something new.
Hey, Brian, you want to do pretty much all the pushing of the buttons? So, anyway, you compiled a bunch of stuff on our website.
Yep.
For people to... live and learn about taxes. Also, we've got our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and our Cox High Speed website of the week all coming up later on in the show. And also at 11 o'clock, we've got our tech news. So, yeah, pretty good show there. And, of course, anything you have a question on, what's that?
We have a guest today from Intel as well.
Yeah, they're going to tell us about a small expenditure they're going to make in Chandler. The phone line is, of course, 602-277-5827, but don't bother calling now because it's kind of packed up there. So taxes. You don't have to necessarily use your own computer to do taxes anymore, do you?
No, you do not. There are several different methods and software companies and applications out there right now, including on the web, where you don't even have to buy the software anymore. You can just go on the web and do your taxes
online.
You
don't have to buy the software, but you still pay.
Yeah, you do have to make a payment. It's a much smaller payment, though, than buying the whole software package.
Right, and what's cool about doing your taxes via the web, people go, wait a minute, hackers can get my tax records. The area in which these records are held is actually a very closely guarded secret. It's been approved by the IRS as far as the companies that are allowed to do this, because they actually work directly with the IRS. Really, I don't think it's any more susceptible to those kinds of problems, and in fact, it's probably safer over the long haul, because if you do taxes on your machine this year, and in 2 or 3 years from now, you donate your computer and you forget.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
People are going to get that information.
We have seen that happen. What's cool about doing taxes online is you can start the return at home, go to the office, do a little bit of work there, go to your friend's house, and it's all the same records as always there. And the next year, those records are there. And the year after that, the records are there. They keep them for you. And so it makes it real easy to roll that over into the next year. And so it's something, you know, you ought to consider.
You can update all your information immediately from last year's tax returns without having to input anything.
Which you can also do if you load the software on your machine. There has been some stories. There was a big outcry when TurboTax launched their new version this year, in that they know that in past years, for every copy that they sold, there's, you know, 5 or 10 illegal copies made, so they knew they were losing revenue. So they generated a new installation program that basically required a little transaction back and forth, a little key that activated the program, and that, of course, caused a lot of people to say, wait a minute!
Well, a lot of people, you know, upgraded their computer or whatnot, and then when they went to go put the software on their new computer, uh-oh, you could not access that information without the key. And they were calling TurboTax saying, what's going on? And TurboTax was just giving them a lot more trouble than what they should be getting.
No.
Oh.
It's not any trouble at all. We've done it. We installed the site. It's just a reason to be cranky, I think. It's, you know, these journalists have to have something to write about, so.
That's true.
You know, you get two people to complain about something. Oh, it's a big national story. No, it's not. So anyway, unless you're a pirate, unless you like to pirate software, make illegal copies of software, you shouldn't be concerned about this new transaction method. If you are a pirate, then TaxCut or one of the other programs that doesn't have this key, it's probably more for you. I mean, you know, it's understandable from a business standpoint that they're going to want to do that. All right, let's see if we can't draw a little. You know, Louie.
Yes.
I don't have right at my fingertips like Brandon does. You know what? Let me try this. Track select. And it's track select.
Yeah, I'll probably get a Yeah Buddy or a Bonehead of the Day.
Yeah, let's find. I'm going to do this. It's like a computer. One. Where's the zero?
You want me to give you a countdown?
Sheepers.
I don't see a zero on there.
I don't either.
Well, let me tell you what I've got in mind while you're looking for the button, huh?
Okay, go ahead.
I've tried both TurboTax and TaxCut.
Yeah.
And then I found a new way they're disseminating viruses on the Internet. And you don't want to mess up your computer with a virus when you're getting ready to do taxes.
What the heck are you talking about?
Which question? I've got two things on the table.
Oh, I thought you were trying to tie the tax software to some kind of virus.
With the virus.
Well, I was. If you get a virus in your computer, you can't do your taxes.
Oh, I got it. Just in general. Well, you know, if you drink a lot, it might not be a good thing to do your taxes as well.
Yeah.
Drinking and... friends don't let friends drink and do their taxes.
I opened up my Outlook Express, got my email, and had a whole bunch, about four or five... undeliverable emails that I had sent, except they were not emails that I had sent.
Right, it's somebody else that's
false, and they each had an attachment.
Somebody else that's infected with a worm has your email address on their machine, and the email return address is spoofed. It's actually, they threw yours in there, even though it didn't come from your machine, which
right.
always adds to the fun. Because people go, Louie, you sent me a virus.
Yep, and typically when someone... When you get an email returned, you click on the attachment and you can see what you sent them. Well, don't do it this time because that's going to mess up your whole computer probably.
Well, actually, there's a good point there. If you get a return message and you don't recognize it, that's generally a pretty good indication that there's a worm or something at play, and it's a good idea to just get rid of those. If you obviously remember, oh yeah, I tried to send that, and you look at the sender's email address first, to make sure that wasn't mistyped. So if you just transpose,
I don't think I said anything to Cindy Jill, the sex gal. I don't remember what it was. It was something or other that I hadn't sent.
Yeah, at least that you're willing to admit, huh?
Six of them. There were about six of them in a row. I never got that before.
Well, that generally means the machine that was infected was sending a bunch of them out, and it used your address with every single one. There's quite a few worms that do that.
Well, back to the tax topic.
Real quick.
I did TurboTax 1 year, and taxes are always frustrating. So that includes when you do them with software, but it's easier. Then I tried TaxCut, and I found that TurboTax had more forms available and ready for me. TaxCut had a tendency when you need a form that they didn't happen to have with their forms, they would dump you out on the IRS website and say, sort of like go hunt for it.
Yeah, go grab it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going back to TurboTax and hope that I'm happy with it again.
Well, TurboTax has won they've kind of won the best tax program award, I don't know, 19 years in a row or something.
It's a little more expensive, though.
Yeah, you're pretty safe with that. But again, you don't necessarily have to do it by installing the software on your computer anymore either, which eliminates all the, I can't get it to work because my computer has a virus.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't feel comfortable, like you said earlier, about sending all my private stuff out to somebody else's computer somewhere in the ether.
Well, the minute that you, do you electronically file?
Yeah, if I can.
Yeah, electronically filing, you're pretty much, it's doing that anyway. There's third parties involved in doing that, so, it goes through, it eventually ends up at the IRS database, but, just perspective. Everybody needs perspective when it comes to this type of thing.
Yep. Okay.
All right, buddy.
Well, good luck finding your buttons today.
And with that, we're going to leave Louie alone. You're listening to the Computer Corner. We're talking about computers and taxes and all that fun stuff. Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia. It opens up a line at 602-277-5827. We'll be back right after this.
162 games.
Warning track wall.